Welcome to the Tuesday, May 8th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today reporting from Jacksonville, Florida. Apple today released an update to iOS. We are now at iOS 5.1.1. There are a couple of security-related patches that are available with this update. First of all, an address bar spoofing vulnerability that has actually been out in the wild for quite a bit now. I think as soon as 5.1 was released, that flaw was uncovered. With this vulnerability, phishing would be easier because an attacker could spoof the URL bar. I just tested the demo with 5.1.1 and it no longer really works. With the patched version of iOS, the address bar is now just empty if you're going to the spoof demo. In addition to that, the cross-site scripting vulnerability and arbitrary code execution vulnerability in WebKit were fixed in iOS 5.1.1, so definitely important to apply this particular patch. The patch is available either by connecting your iPhone or iPad to iTunes or directly via the built-in patch functionality that's available as of version 5 of iOS. And Facebook recently started filtering comments for spam. However, like many spam filters, they're fighting a little bit a false positive issue. So what may happen is if you post an ordinary comment on Facebook, it may get flagged as spam. However, the way Facebook does this actually, it will tell you that it thinks it is spam and then ask you to revert your comment. Couple users accused Facebook of censorship by doing this. However, it appears that this is really just a spam filter that's not quite well tuned yet. Or maybe some of the comments users are leaving are just too benign to distinguish them from spam. And spear phishing is in the news again. Now, spear phishing, in my definition of it at least, is an email message that took some considerable effort to put together. So the attacker did some reconnaissance on the affected organization and then used that email to infect systems. Now, in this particular case, the industrial control systems cert is warning that a couple of pipeline management companies got affected by spear phishing. So these are the companies essentially control natural gas pipelines. And in this case, workstations within these companies got infected via a spear phishing attack. The Christian Science Monitor reports about this and mentions that the alert that was issued as a result was very specific. What systems, for example, these infected workstations connected to for command and control. It doesn't really say what the malware was capable of, but even something generic that allows an attacker control over the desktop is probably quite dangerous in this context. If it's not yet a specific exploit, for example, against the operations of these gas pipelines, having infected workstations within these organizations could at least be seen as a beachhead that would be used later on. At this point, I don't really see a real defense against spear phishing. You can do a little bit with user education, but just the nature of a spear phish is that the email doesn't really match some of these patterns that we ask users to look out for. And well, if you are clicking on a spear phish or a normal phishing message for that matter, you may very well be redirected to an exploit kit. And well, Spider Labs reports about finding a new exploit kit. They are dubbing it the Red Kit. Interesting kind of how they found it. It was actually advertised via a banner ad on a church's website. Once they followed the banner ad, they were then offered a free trial, or at least some insight into the management interface of this exploit kit. Looks like many of them rather simple to use, with a lot of automation behind the scenes. The exploits that were delivered with this exploit kits were some of the little bit older Java exploits, but still, if you don't have the latest version of Java, for example, the one exploit they were delivered was the one that was behind the flashback toolkit. Well, and let's not forget, it's Patch Tuesday, so you will see Microsoft patches today. We are expecting about an average patch Tuesday. If I remember correctly, it was 8 different patches that we are expecting. So with that, thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.